So with Salford manager Graham Alexander, it's finished Salford City 3, Hartlepool United 0. You must be absolutely delighted with that performance.
Yeah, definitely, because it was a tough game, real difficult game. I thought it was two good football teams that didn't give each other an inch. I thought they pressed us, we pressed them. We tried to pass the ball, they tried to pass the ball. So I thought it was for neutral, I thought it was a great game of football, to be fair. And I thought it was an exceptionally tight game, and I thought the first goal would be very important in the game. When we got it, I thought it opened them up a little bit, as in them coming to try and equalise, because they certainly weren't going to lie down. It gave us a few more spaces to attack, and we got the second and third to put the game to bed, really. But we had to make sure that we did all the right things from then to the final whistle to keep the clean sheet and see the game out well.
Yeah, work rate was unbelievable for the full 90 minutes. Yeah. The first 45, you could see the quality from both sets of players. First touch, if you didn't get your first touch right, someone was in crunching. Yeah. I thought Hartlepool started really well first 15 minutes. But as you say, as the game wore on, and you've got that clinical finish, haven't you? Finish as well with Tom Walker, hit the bar first, twice in the first half. His confidence at the moment.
Yeah, he's really enjoying his football. We can see that in his training. He's upbeat, he's positive, he's ambitious with his attacking play. He wants to commit people, he wants to get shots off, and that's four in his last five games, I think. So brilliant for him. But like you say, I thought it was a real good game of football. I thought like you say, Hartlepool are a good football team. We knew that coming into the game. We knew they had energy, knew they had experience, from league as well. So the manager there is doing a great job, and we knew we were going to be up against it. We said it at half time, these are a good team, but so are we. Let's start believing ourselves a little bit more, playing a little bit quicker, and we did that. And we got the break. It was a fine margin who was going to get the break. We got it, and I thought we just built in confidence from there, like you say, I thought we were ruthless in front of goal.
And you're playing against a former league side, so this is these players have been around. Liam Noble, quality player.
Andrew Davis.
Absolutely. Davis was outstanding. He kept Rooney quiet, to be fair. But the thing is about Rooney, gets his chance and puts it away. Eight goals.
Yeah, that's
what
it.
What can you say about that?
No, I think Rooney's goal is typical of him. I thought he attacked the space really well. Great header.
Great corner from Tom as well.
It was, yeah. It was. We know we've got real good delivery from set pieces and good movement. And I think it had just been good for Rory to get on the score sheet as well, because I thought he was superb tonight in his link-up play, his work ethic. And he was up against, him and Runes were up against three very good aggressive centre-halves. And they gave us as good as they got. And it gave us the basis to go and build into the game. So, delighted with everyone tonight, because it was a real tough game. A game of high quality, I thought, from both teams, and we're delighted to win.
All about the team. I know you always say that. I thought Whitehead in the middle of the park though tonight, some of his link-up playing absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, I thought it was a game where both midfields put pressure on each other, so it was a game for two touch, and moving it quickly and seeing you pass before you got it. And I thought him and Schultz did that really well, especially in the second half. I thought they kept the tempo of the play up really quickly and were aggressive in their passing. And they've got a good midfield as well. So it was, like I said, I thought there was a real good battle all over the pitch, with individuals and groups and units and ultimately the team. So, but I could go through the whole team and talk about, each individual's performance for the team. I thought was top notch.
Up to second in the league. I know it's still early stages, but you must be delighted. And it's on the trip, on your travels now.
Yes, we've hit the road for a lot of long distance games so far this season, and we've still got a few more to go. But we're delighted with the support that goes with us, because we know it's a massive sacrifice for them to follow us, all over the country. But I'm sure they're enjoying it, because they're going to grounds they might not have been to before. And they're seeing their team win games, which is great, and we value that support so much. But we've got to recover, because there was a lot of energy spent tonight, and we have to regroup and make sure we can spend it again on Saturday.
Just a final one for the supporters tonight. 2,420 through the gates, not just the Salford fans, who were brilliant by the way, but the 550 that travelled from Hartlepool. Brilliant, isn't it?
I think
non-league football is just in such a strong
I think I think there's only one home game here where we haven't had, you know, a majority support behind that, you know, or the opposition has, and I think that brings out the best in our support. You know, that sort of banter, that sort of challenge. I think the our crowd want to give as good as the opposition do. So I think it adds to the atmosphere, and the ground's a tight ground. The pitch is lovely to play football, and I think the atmosphere for the players is superb. So long may it continue.
Well done and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate. Thanks, Graham. Cheers, mate. Thank you.